Mr. John Fogarty with the old man down the road, or I guess up the hill, up at the apartments. But happy birthday. I don't know where Big Wave Dave is. Who knows? I bet you everybody's got a piece of him right now. He's wandering around, probably being friendly. We're going to do a cover by CCR. I put a spell on you. They stretch it out. I've heard longer versions of it. It's delightful. I didn't know anybody would get weirder than Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And then Mr. Fogarty and crew show up to tell you what real magic and show you what real magic is about. Louis Armstrong, one of America's greatest voices, performers, probably the bedrock of our culture. 1947, rocking chair. And something about that rocking chair, it doesn't sound too good. And I'm going to throw this one out there for Dave. Buck Washington, a little bit of ragtime for you. And he's asking him to save something for me.
Take none of you. Put me down. I put a spell on you. rocking chair's got me.
Old rocking chair got your father.
Cane by my side.
Your cane by your side.
Fetch me a drink of water there, son.
You know it ain't no water you want, father.
For I tan your hide.
Gonna tan my hide.
Can't get from this cabin.
What cabin choking, father?
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Just sitting here grabbing.
Grabbing.
At the flies round his rocking chair.
Rocking chair, Lord.
Do you remember old Aunt Harriet?
Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be?
Heaven she be, baby.
Send me a sweet cherry.
Oh, cherry.
For the end of the trouble I see.
My sweet cherry.
Old rocking chair gets it.
Old rocking chair, get it, father.
Judgment day's almost, yeah.
Judgment day's, yeah.
Change.
Sing it,
to
father.
My old rocking chair.
Ooh. Look at that, father. Dig this.
Yeah.
Old rocking chair got it, father.
I sure is beat.
You can't lay by his side.
Can't even pick that up no more.
I ain't got no water, father.
Well, you better start running.
You're gonna tan my hide.
You said it, you said it.
You can't get from this cabin.
No, I done been wise,
no, father. But you ain't going nowhere. You sitting here grabbing.
Yeah.
You're grabbing.
Yeah.
You're grabbing. The flies round the old rocking chair.
It sure is bothersome.
Rocking chair. Remember old Aunt Harriet?
Yeah, along in heaven she be gay. Let's see, let's see.
Be up in heaven she be.
I hope.
Why don't those Susan said, oh, fetch me a chariot, a chariot.
I've got to ride.
End of the time, trouble I've seen.
Yes, sir.
Old rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
Rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
And judgment day. Oh, judgment day is your judgment day. Yeah. You sit in your chain, your rocking chair.
Yes, sir, okay.
The rest of the story. Lou kept trying to apologize, but everybody else at the recording session was laughing too hard to hear him. The engineer, the musicians, everybody. Anyway, there was no harm done. It was 1926 when you made recordings on a wax drum, so all you had to do to erase a bad take was to scrape the wax smooth and start over. By the way, I'd like you to meet a virtually unknown jazz band called the Hot Five. They included a trombone player named Kid Ory, O-R-Y, a banjo player named Johnny St. Cyr, a clarinet player who doubled on alto sax named Johnny Dodds, a singer named Lil, who organized the group, and Lil's husband, Lou, the young man who got the rest of them laughing that day. It was an accident, of course, his goofing up their February 26th recording of a tune called Heebie Jeebies. And when it comes right down to it, the blame really belonged to recording engineer Miney Jones. It was he who had the nerve or the sense of humor to suggest that Lou try singing. Jones had written this Heebie Jeebies tune himself right there in Chicago, had collaborated, he said, with a local musician named Boyd Atkins. The truth was they'd ripped it off from a couple of other guys, but this was a small-time deal, all of it a cheap, fast recording of a cheap, fast band playing a third-rate song that was hot only in that it was stolen. So, recording engineer and alleged composer Miney Jones hands this piece of paper to young Lou and says, sing it. And this will tell you how little judgment Lou has. He says, okay. And they start recording. Now remember, Lou has never, ever sung before. At least anywhere that anybody can recall. But he's got this long double chorus all written out on the page that he's holding, and the recording machine is rolling, so Lou gets through the first part all right. Not the prettiest thing you ever heard, but nobody cares. And then just as he's getting ready to sing the second part, Lou drops that piece of paper. Everybody looks up. The machine is still recording. Lou is mumbling something. Not the lyrics, of course, because he doesn't remember them. Now he is slowly bending down to pick up that sheet. He's pulling the microphone down with him. He's still mumbling incoherently. What he doesn't realize is that Jones is bending over at the same time, trying to help him. The two bump heads, and all the while Lou is going, buddy, da doo da wada, frantically attempting to fill in the blanks until he can see that page again. But by the time Lou gets the lyrics in front of him once more, the song is over, and everybody is laughing hilariously. Now, don't ask me why they saved that recording, but because somebody did, two things happened. For one thing, the record itself, Heebie-Jeebies, in an era when 10,000 copies was phenomenal, Heebie-Jeebies sold 40,000 copies, and something else happened. A genuine American musical art form was born. For ever since Nervous Lou dropped that piece of paper and started mumbling, jazz singers all over the world have celebrated the day the words went away. They call that spontaneous, meaningless, yet delightful musical gibberish scatting, scat singing, the inadvertent invention of a 25-year young cornet player named Lou, Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Louis Armstrong! Now you know the rest of the story.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That I used to be crazy and harder to love than most men, but the blood that ran through these tired old hands was hotter and wilder back then. I don't feel as tall as I used to. Maybe it's just that you've grown. You're the one that held my hand when I fell, when I just couldn't make it alone. I've lived down all the stories, I sang all the old songs. Takes one to know me. I guess you're the one. My daughters are ladies of fortune. Son is an heir to the throne, and this crown that I hold is tarnished and cold, but it's a symbol of all that I own. Sometimes I wish I was younger and could pick up the pieces and run. Then I look back on the matter of fact, and it's a race that I've already won. I lived down all the stories, sang all the old songs. It takes one to know me. Yes, you're the one. Lived down all the stories, sang all the takes one to know me. And June, you're the one.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Here's a guy you know from his own TV show. His talents are the best. Yes, Jim Nabors is our guest.
Hey, you know what they call a fur coat on a hobo's wife?
A fur coat on a hobo's wife? No. Oh, what?
A bum rap.
Here's a man you all know, and we're glad he's on our show. Junior is his name. We're happy that he came.
I just crossed a potato with a sponge.
A potato with a sponge. How does it taste?
Terrible, but it soaks up a lot of gravy.
A girl we love said that she'd always wear her hat. It started growing flowers since she wore it in the shower.
I just saw the lone chicken.
The lone chicken? How do you know?
He left the silver pullet.
Of all the men we know that picked the old banjo, this next man picks it clean. Let's welcome old String Bean.
What goes clump, 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 swish, clump, 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 swish?
I don't know. What?
An elephant with a wet sneaker.
Let's welcome back a friend who always makes us smile. George Lindsay is his name when he's not Cooper Powell.
I just invented a sprinkling can without any holes.
A sprinkling can with no holes? What's it for?
It's for watering artificial flowers.
Right now, may we present a gal we're all proud of. She's funny and she sings. June Carter, do your thing.
We just crossed a chicken with an octopus.
A chicken with an octopus? What'd you get?
Drumsticks for everybody.
Next, here comes a boy who's Nashville's pride and joy. And Furlan's far from dumb, unless he's Simon Crumb.
I just got my wife a new mink outfit.
A new mink outfit? What'd you get?
A rifle and a steel trap.
From Knoxville, these two came to win their comic fame. They'll make you laugh, we know. So here's Homer and Jethro.
Hey, they just crossed a St. Bernard with an Irish setter.
A St. Bernard with an Irish setter. What does he look like?
Hey, we don't know. We can't get him out of the bar.
Now Archie Campbell's here, and we're so glad he's with us. We think he's just the greatest. Hey, Archie, what's the latest?
I was called to fix one of Santa Claus's reindeer.
You were called to fix one of Santa Claus's reindeer? Who are you?
I'm the man who came to Donner.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut.
Well, I was born on a chicken farm near Mashville, Tennessee. There was nobody there but a sky full of air, 17 million chickens and me. Then one fine day I said, hey, I think I'll drop a little LSD. Well, it blew my mind and I got so kind that I set my chickens free. There was chickens in the cabbages, chickens in the corn, chickens in the cauliflower, chickens in the barn, chickens driving Cadillacs to Washington, D.C. when I set my chickens free. Whole country full of chickens.
The man who preached the funeral said it really was a simple way to die. He lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs. It took us 7 hours, and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer. Well, I guess I ought to go and watch him put him down, but I don't own a suit. And anyway, when they start talking about the fire in hell, I get spooked. So let's just sit here in the truck and act like we don't know him when they pass. Anyway, when they're all through, we gotta go to work and mow the grass. Here they come, and who's that riding in that big old shiny limousine? Look at all that chrome, I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen. That must belong to his rich uncle. Someone said he owned a big old farm. When they get parked, let's mosey down and look it over. That won't do no harm. That must be the widow in car, and won't you take a look at that? That sure is a pretty dress. You know some women do look good in black. He's not even in the ground, and they tell me his truck is up for sale. They say she took it pretty hard, but you can't tell too much behind the veil. Listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays a military taps? Yeah, I think that when he's in the war, they always hide and play a song like that. But here we are, and there he goes, and I guess that you might call it our bad luck. I hope he rests in peace, but the trouble is the fella owes us 40 bucks.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change come what may. Well, our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends that I could go working for. Yet I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through this 100 times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change come what may. Well, our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Thank you. if I get there for the snow flies, and if things are looking good, you could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not much for you to do, and the winds can sure blow cold away out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change come what may. Well, our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
Oh, and I even did a big wave, dead air. There we go. You're welcome, Dave. Happy birthday. left the machine off. Eagles already gone.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you. when the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
know she comes around. She's about 5 feet four, from her head to the ground. You know she comes around here until about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. And her name is G. L. Whoa. R. I. G-L-Y-A.
Gloria.
G-L-Y-A.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it all night.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it every day.
Gloria.
Comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch you come to my house. She knock upon my door. And then she come to my room. That's to make her feel alright.
He took half the money that was earned in some far distant land, gave back half to Larry, and I end up with half of goodness knows what. Can't somebody explain why things go on this way? I thought they were my friends. I can't believe it's me. I can't believe that I'm so green. Eyes down, round and round, let's all sip much of money. Go round. Served on the verge of a nervous breakdown, I decided to fight right to the end. But if I ever get my money, I'll be too old and greedy to spend it all. Life goes on and on, but no one ever wins. Time goes quickly by, just like the money go out. I only hope that I'll survive.
Don't know what's happened to me since I met you. Feel like I'm falling in love since I met you. I got to know what you do.